And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is on the Royal Star on the big trip. We'll be hearing from him, hopefully from the boat, catching lots of tuna and wahoo. Hey, we've got a great show for you today. Ron Lane, the man from Fast Lane Kayaks, and Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak are here talking fishing, talking kayak fishing, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great-casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick Max is on the Royal Star as we speak. And I know he has a really good report. They stopped at Alejos on the way down and had a few wahoo. And now they're offshore down below catching tuna. So he's going to give us a full wrap-up here sometime during the show today. What a great show we have for you today. My buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayak. What's up, Ron?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How's things going at Fastlane?
Oh, it's just, it's been one of those years, like, it's sort of like the fishing. It just didn't stop.
Yeah. It's still rolling.
It is rolling. And yeah. With all the new products that have come out, it's exciting to go to work to see how well these things are selling. Because they work.
Kayak fishing is monstrous. Not just here in Southern California, but all across the world, really.
Actually, speaking of the Worlds, they're having the Hobie Worlds right now in Louisiana. That's where Kevin and Morgan are.
Oh.
And I'm going, well, how come we don't hear much about that? Well, kayak fishing on the East Coast is huge. I mean, these guys are fishing in every lake, pond, stream, and they got lots of water back there.
That's so cool.
It is cool. And what equates good to us, or what it helps us with, is when they can innovate, make new kayaks, make new things, it's game changing.
Yeah.
I mean, like 2 years ago, we were sitting in puddles while we're fishing. We're not sitting in puddles anymore.
Oh, that's for sure. And a lot of new innovations, too, like the new Mirage 360.
No, the 180.
180.
They call it the 180,
me.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a 360.
Well, 360s are more impressive on the snowboard hill. Speaking of snowboarding, we'll be doing that soon.
Yeah. It's snowing in Mammoth. Hey, so tell us about the 180, the Mirage 180.
Well, you know, when this first came out, they kept it top secret. I had team guys that were doing photo shoots that wouldn't even call me back. They're afraid that they're going to let the cat out of the bag. Anyway, so I wasn't all that excited about it. Now we got a 180, and I'm like, great. And so the new, 2017 models came in September. Well, that's when we went to the trip with Jeff down to Cedros. And so two of my clients that were going on this trip with us bought new boats so they could take the mechanisms with them.
Wow.
It was Chris Minnick, Mr. Knott, and
Mr. Knott. Why not?
Mike.
And Mike. Mike. And he had it in his Pro Angler. And I'm watching these guys. You know, I didn't really lug one down, but, man, I wish I did now.
They lugged them down.
They bought new boats. They didn't pick up the boats. They just took the mechanisms with them. And so here we are fishing in these boiler rocks, these gorgeous areas. We even went over to Natividad. The wind was kind of blowing us into these areas, and the surge with the surf was big, and we were sitting there, and they would lock into reverse, hook up, and back right out.
Wow.
I saw the writing
pretty
on the
impressive.
Wall. Yeah, it was very impressive.
So Jeff from Cedros Kayak, Cedros Tackle, we got to call them both, but it's kind of morphed into kind of Cedros Kayak Adventure, right?
Exactly. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you.
Thank you.
You now have your boats outfitted with those 360s down there.
So we were lucky enough to have the Hobie TV show come down in October. And, yes, they
brought swag.
They left us three of those things down there.
Nice.
So, yeah, we're very, very happy.
So you've been using them.
Getting to go fishing with Morgan. I mean, he is so much fun. Morgan and Kevin are great.
Now, did they make a show out of that? Are we going to be able to see that?
Yeah, they made two shows, actually.
Okay.
So, we had great calico fishing. We had two really good days of halibut fishing along the shore as well. So you might see a halibut show.
Oh, wow.
One of them, yeah.
Okay.
So, no yellows for them, but they already planned their trip for next year. So they'll be back to do some more filming and hopefully get on some yellows.
Yeah. Well, when we went, Ron and myself with our guys, we didn't catch any yellows, and we still had such a great time.
There's just
so much to do.
Haven't had a lack of catching yellowtail, but when you go to a place like Cedros Island and you can get into those beautiful areas with rocks and boiler rocks, and you're fishing the best calico fishing I've ever even thought of.
Wow.
I mean, Pete, we were catching calicos two per cast. Yeah. I mean,
and you're all Hobie now. All Hobie.
We've always been, and we always will be. Like, those are the greatest boats for sure, and definitely for over there. And now with this 180 drive, it's really opened up the shoreline over there. I mean, you can get in so tight, and just what Ron was saying, make your cast and put it in reverse and get ready for that big bite and be able to back yourself out of there before that calico buries himself in the rocks.
How do you put it in reverse, Ron?
Well, there's a forward-backward loop right in front of you, right between. Actually, they kind of pop up right between your knees.
Yeah.
So when you pedal into an area, you can literally just, you know, make your cast first, and then on the way back down, while you're just letting it feed, you can just pop it right into reverse.
Instantaneous.
Yeah. I watch Chris, who is, you know, as far as a fisherman, I love fishing with this guy. He's so enthusiastic. And that's Chris Minnick. I know you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I know Chris.
Yeah, he is so much fun to fish with. But he was testing and trying everything, and I watched him pull into these areas, pop it into reverse, hook up, and back out, giggling and just riding. And he said to me later that day, he goes, I did not lose one of them or get wrapped in the rocks once. And
what an ideal thing.
I was blown away.
Yeah. Good, yeah.
It shows you what Hobie does is they have guys like Morgan and Sea Samurai that are true fishermen that go, hey, wait a minute, we need to develop this. And you know, they do.
Well, they work with those engineers there. I mean, they've got a perfect thing going on where you've got all these guys that really know how to fish and guys who really know how to build boats and design boats, and they've got a team of, I mean, they're knocking it out of the park. Every time I turn around, they're changing something.
Definitely.
I used to be able to find out what they were doing and add information. It's just like a rocket ship now. They're just doing new things, and they don't tell anybody, and bomb. Mirage Drive 180. Okay, I guess we need that. Yeah, this is great.
Wow, so cool. And they're available now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been selling quite a few of them.
Yeah, and what if you have an old boat? Do you have to buy a new boat to get the Mirage Drive 180 to work?
Well, you know, yes and no.
Yes and no.
So you don't have to buy a new boat.
Okay.
And which is cool.
You got to have a Hobie.
Well, if you
don't have a Hobie, you can't use
it. You need that Mirage Drive. Well, but why I say yes and no, and that's an interesting thing, is Hobie kayaks hold their value so well that if you were to buy a new Mirage Drive, the difference in price is almost the same as if you just traded in and get a new boat.
Really?
Well, Mirage Drives are expensive, and Hobie kayaks hold their value. So I have many clients. In fact, I had one client come and trade his boat in and come back and say, hey, can I just buy it back? His wife said, well, I'll use the old one. You know,
so,
that was, you know, one client. But the point is that you can usually buy a new boat, and it's the difference is if you just bought a Mirage Drive.
Yeah.
And those will be available right around the Fred Hall show.
Okay, so the boats are available now, the Mirage Drive 180,
exactly.
But you can't buy the separate Mirage Drive yet for
because they can't build enough of them.
Yeah.
Those boats are flying off the shelf. I mean, they're sold out. They were limiting us to how many we can buy.
Oh, come on.
No, they were.
You're the best dealer in town.
No,
come on, man.
I wish.
No, what's up with Hobie? Don't you recognize it's Ron Lane, man. It's Fastlane. What's that?
Well,
come on.
They're on that. We got to be fair.
Got to be fair.
Oh, come on, guys.
No, anyway, it's a great company to be associated with, and they certainly build the product that is just unbelievable.
Oh, and the when I go up there and hang out just for a little while and talk to the engineers, they all got this little twinkle in their eye because I know there's some new things coming.
Oh.
And they never tell me. They won't tell me. I try all my spies.
Give it up.
No. It's maddening. And I get dealers calling me from all over the country because I've known them for years. And they're going, hey, Ron, what's new? And they don't believe me when I say, I don't know. They're on lockdown up there. So watch out, world.
Yeah.
You know, this year they came out with a new stand-up paddleboard that has the eclipse in it. Give me a break.
That's amazing.
I had no
idea. Those are flying off the shelves.
They are.
Can't
well, we were
in.
Sold out all summer.
Yeah.
We finally have an inventory of them.
Really?
And this is what? We finally got the inventory coming on September. Still selling like crazy.
It's like you can, instead of going to the gym on the stair stepper, you can go out on the bay and get your exercise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're disguising exercise with fun. And that's so that you'll actually do it.
Yeah.
Now, the eclipse, the numbers are in on the eclipse. It immediately, like, we've been a stand-up paddleboard dealer for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And we're selling more eclipses than we are stand-up paddleboards.
What's the, describe the eclipse. I mean, a lot of people may not understand what that is.
Well, I would definitely jump on the, you know, the internet and just Google up
Fastlane
Hobie, or go to HobieKayaks.com and watch some of the videos of the eclipse. It's a stand-up paddleboard with a beefed-up, bigger Mirage Drive on the bottom because you're stepping on it, so gravity makes it go faster. And these pedals, it's amazing how fast you can go.
Like a stair stepper on the water.
Yeah, like elliptical machine.
Elliptical, yeah. Okay, yeah, elliptical.
The handle and everything.
Well, the handles have the steering on them, which
oh,
is
wow.
just really cool because you just, you know, you can steer them really tight. You can, you know, they're very maneuverable. But one of the main things is you don't get caught downwind trying to get back upwind, you know, because sometimes on a stand-up paddleboard, all of us have seen that when we go out fishing, we'll see some guy coming, trying to go upwind, and he's on his knees, groveling, trying to paddle the board. Well, these things fly.
They move fast.
Well, and you're an expert in like 15 seconds.
Oh, is that right? They're really easy.
Yeah, very easy to do.
How fun.
So Hobie, again, you know, now the stand-up paddleboard market's been radically changed.
Yeah.
By the Mirage Drive.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what's been going on? What's newest thing going on down at Cedro's Kayak and the tackle store and the house and the whole program down there?
Yeah, so we are pretty dialed in. We just actually bought another Ponga to have add to our fleet for next year. It's a smaller Ponga. It's going to fish two guys. We'll use it as a support vehicle as well when we go kayaking. You know, run the guys up to the north end of the island and stuff like that. But
so you can go to your operation and kayak fish one day and ponga fish one day.
Absolutely.
That's an option.
Total option.
Not stuck in the kayak the whole time.
Definitely
unless
not
you
stuck,
be
in, the
stuck
kayak.
In the kayak.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
The way we like to do it.
Oh, man. What I was blown away was the way that they stack the kayaks on the bow of the ponga. And it's quick. I mean, it's fast. And they run us into these areas that are just remote, beautiful fishing. I mean, it's amazing. And they launch really quick right off the Ponga. It is like, I mean, it's like mother, it's micro mothership fishing.
So cool.
Yeah. We've been really utilizing the Ponga a lot this year, and it's opened up a lot of the island, especially here late in the year. We got way up to some beaches, 10, 15 miles outside of town. And found some great new halibut spots just right along the shore. So, yeah, it's helping us just explore the island and kind of get out there and get the guys out there, you know, kind of wherever it's just open wherever we want to go.
The kayak, the Ponga also adds as like a mothership for supplying bait and such like that.
Yeah, we have our live bait there on the boat. You know, David will be making that all day long as you're out there. You know, you store extra rods so you don't have to have so much stuff on your kayak, tackle. We've got the cooler there with all our food and stuff like that.
Radio call.
Just, yeah,
David,
everyone,
I need a beer.
That's it.
Come on.
Whatever you need, yeah. You know, more bait or, you know, if you catch a big fish, like you definitely want to call the Ponga in so, you know, that thing's not sitting on your lap, you know, be a meal for a seal. So, yeah. No, it's great. It's, you know, the fishing's been phenomenal. I just got back. And everything was biting still, you know.
Is the kelp coming back like it is here?
Not as much here, but on the backside in Natividad there's a lot of kelp. So I'm hopeful that, you know, up at San Augustine, there you can start to see the patches coming back out there off the island a little bit. Up at the north end a little bit, not too much. But there's definitely signs. The water's cooling down over there. So
Thing about this time of the year, it's lobster season. So you're eating very well at Cedro's.
Lobster and shrimp have my freezer is stuffed.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, we're eating really good. Lobster burritos in the morning are
ooh.
Lobster and egg burritos.
Me hungry now.
Yeah.
Hey, as you can hear, we have a great show talking kayak fishing, just fishing in general today. And if you want to join us, toll free anywhere you want to call us from 877-792-1090 or the local line 858 855-457-1090. And get this, one lucky caller today is going to go fishing on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. A three-quarter-day trip for one lucky caller on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing right now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking fishing, taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranx, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day trips and now three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Having a great time here talking to Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks, and Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Having a good time talking fishing. And we're going to have a really good time on January 14th down at Dana Landing, right next to Fast Lane in Mission Bay, with a big event. It's the annual Bay Bass Seminar and big sale, big event, big open house event. And we'll be doing starting it off with a live broadcast there on January 14th. And a lot going on that day. I know Steve has a huge sale. He's going to be doing a tremendous promotion for CCA where you get, you know, basically the cost of the membership in a gift card to Dana Landing for joining CCA down there. And
that's super generous.
Oh,
I mean,
Steve, that's the way Steve is. He's just beyond.
I mean, he's so, I mean, yeah, he's so into fishing. I'm wondering about that because, you know, he always helps me get started, and then I always end up spending too much. So there may,
yeah,
you know, I got to tell you that CCA, to have somebody protect what we love to do the most, and then be able to come down, join, but get your Zach Price in a certificate to go right in and just buy gear.
But you should be a member of CCA anyway.
Oh, you should be. Yeah.
And this is what the future is, and to protect our. I mean, now they're trying to take bluefin tuna away from us.
Oh,
and CCA is heavily involved. We'll be talking about that tomorrow on the show too, but. It's just every day there's something new that they're trying to attack fishermen for.
Right, and we don't have a loud, constant voice.
Now we do.
Well, I hope.
CCA.
Yeah, I hope
they're there.
It's firing.
They've proven it in other states of the country, and they're coming strong here in California.
Well, we need that badly.
Absolutely. So, it's a big event, and you guys are involved at Fastlane, right, with Steven?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I always say, well, hey, Steve, are you getting the band back together? And these guys are so much fun to go see clinic. I mean, Benny Florentino.
He'll be on the show that morning.
Oh, and Jimmy Decker.
Yeah.
Afrin Abutin and Corey Sandin. These guys put on a seminar like no other.
The and
you're
hosting Calicos.
Oh, it is. It's like the All-Stars. I mean, even okay, my fishing team will be there also, so that they'll have their boats there. You can go and see how Larry Lauman and I mean
you can test out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be doing demos. Oh, yeah. 180.
Yeah.
And Wade Harnish will be there, Captain Wade. And
yeah.
So I guess my point is that if you're curious about ever fishing a tournament, this is your time to come to a clinic, figure out how to have some success, what to expect, and then you can join the CCA. You can go spend that gift certificate right there at the marina.
Yeah.
Right.
You can also sign up for the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament that day.
Right.
So it's a perfect venue. It's going to be lunch served, a barbecue, big barbecue by Traeger.
The Traeger guys are coming down. Yeah,
okay.
Jared from Salty got the Traeger guys.
That's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be. So mark your calendar. Saturday, January 14th, Dana Landing, right there next to Fastlane in Mission Bay. It's a must-go-to event. It's going to be
lots of prizes, lots of things to do. We got Chris Minnick. Doing the knot professor. The knot professor. Yeah,
yeah.
We got to get it. We got to coin a good name for him.
Yeah.
Because he introduces, hi, I'm Chris, and I'm obsessive about fishing.
And you'll be down there too, right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
be down
you're
going
to hang out, talk about Cedros Kayak.
Absolutely. We'll have some brochures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just kind of tell people what's going on down there.
Yeah, fantastic.
Get them ready for next year.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. Speaking of Mr. Pernard and Dana Landing, Steve and I had the opportunity this week to make a quickie trip to Maui, believe it or not.
Well, how could it be any quicker?
Yeah, it was pretty quick. Yeah, we left Tuesday, fished on the Maui Jim boat on Wednesday. That was the whole gist of flying over there, was to go fish on that incredible boat with Seth and Kenny. What a cool boat. It's like a 50-foot Halverson. It's a classic, built decades ago, but kept in pristine condition. And just that whole experience in Lahaina Harbor, and then going out, we cruised around Lanai and trolled and made bait and we didn't catch anything, but it was kind of blowing that day. It was blowing like 25 knots, but that boat is solid. But just the experience.
Oh, take time to smell the plumerias
of that, and then Seth had caught some fish the day before, some mahi mahi. So we took it that night over to Hula Grula over in Kapalua, and they made us this incredible meal over there. Oh my gosh, it was just incredible. But it was just a good time, and Maui Jim, it was so funny because anywhere you went, it was like we said, oh yeah, we're here to fish on the Maui Jim. Wow. You get to fish on the Maui Jim boat? Wow. Everybody there, you know, it's like Maui Jim is like God in Lahaina and that whole side there.
Oh, awesome.
In Maui itself. And they have a store there and everything like that. So it was a really cool experience. And to see what a big deal Maui Jim is, it's truly born in Maui. I mean, that's the fact.
By fishermen.
Yeah, absolutely by fishermen and surfers and everybody else that's associated with water. But, yeah, that was a really cool experience. I also had the opportunity to wear the new, they just came out, December 1st, the new Blue Hawaii lenses that Maui Jim came out with. They're unbelievable is the only way I can describe them. They're kind of between the gray and the bronze lens, kind of halfway in between, and they have a light mirror finish on them. They're going to blow away everything else. It's just they're so good.
But is that for that kind of low light, or is that for
no,
when it's real bright?
No, they're kind of moderate light. Okay. Moderate, I would say. They're not as dark as the gray, but they're not as light as the bronze. But they're certainly not as light as, of course, the lightest one that Maui Jim makes is the HT, which is an incredible lens. But this new Blue Hawaii, it's pretty special. We're going to give away a pair tomorrow on the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, first on your block to have these. They literally just came out on the market here on December 1st, just released. So, yeah, so thanks to Maui Jim. And
well,
Maui,
but Steve will have those over there so we can try them on and look at the glare.
Yeah, he has them. You know, Dana Landing is the largest Maui Jim dealer around.
Wow.
Yeah. They sell a lot of Maui Jims over there.
Wow, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. So if you want a pair of Maui Jims that are oriented toward fishing, go to Dana.
Those are those guys, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Well, I go to those guys for everything. Every time I go on a trip, I go over and talk to Johnny or Bubba and say, hey, what do I need? What's the secret weapon for
you? You want a cup of coffee, you go over there, too.
Yeah.
Food, everything, food lunch,
great food.
The whole
great
deal.
Food, yeah.
Yeah. They have it all there. So that's going to be a great event. January 14th at Dana Landing. You can try on your Maui Jims. I know Mike Kirsch, the rep for Maui Jim and Olakai, will be there also showing off a lot of the new Maui Jim stuff. So,
oh, that's a perfect time.
Yeah. So anyway, that was great. All right, 858-457-1090 open right now or 877-792-1090. Let's get in the phones and talk to Rich and Bradley. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning. You know, if you're going to go fishing in a kayak and launching in the surf, it's inevitable that eventually stuff is going to get wet, including you and your tackle. I'm wondering if you guys have worked out the bugs of what kind of rods and reels you like to use that are going to get dunked, and maybe the extra things you would do to try to take care of them.
Yeah, that's a good question, because inevitably in a kayak, stuff is going to get wet. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I just grab all Jared's stuff. And he's usually got the Shimano, that really... And
Calcutta.
Well, no, the next one up, the one he uses for hucking iron, boy, I got to tell you.
Tranks? Trinidad or Tranks?
The Tranks is a little bit too much for most guys, but that is that's my reel of choice. I mean, it makes you look like a hero.
Torium HG is
that's the
choice.
One. That's
Torium
the one.
HG is a real. They've really done their job in weatherproofing, salt proofing that reel.
Well,
Torium HG.
And I got to tell you, Jared has some from many years ago, and they're still just kicking. I mean, that is a great reel.
Yeah, I've dunked mine in the water, and it's still. Oh, just wash it off, let it dry, and you're good.
Well, and, you know, I got to tell you, they're easy to get worked on, too, because you just go down to Dana Landing, and, you know, they've got Dougie over there.
He'll fix it up.
Yep. Yeah. So that is a great question, but I've been pretty spoiled by just sticking with that Shimano stuff, because it just works great.
So what about you guys?
Like the answer is just make sure you go with quality.
Quality is key.
I got to tell you, I'm so spoiled. Whenever it's just like when you go to do something, the tools you use make such a big difference of the day.
No doubt.
And having good quality gear. That's why whenever I go fishing with Pete, oh, my goodness, so spoiled. The gear on his boat, oh, yeah.
So down at Cedros Tackle, you guys have tackle rental down there.
Absolutely.
So you don't even need to show up at the island you can show up without tackle, and you can get fully outfitted at the tackle store.
Absolutely.
Right? So, and I'm sure you have occasion where stuff gets dunked. How do you handle
it? It's every trip, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, for us, you know, the Shimano stuff, guys that come down with Shimano, of course, is great. The Daiwa Lexas seem to be super durable. That new Okuma that John Britza has allowed me to use down there has been super, super durable. For us, it's everyday maintenance. You know, we make sure, you know, we put everything against the fence over there, wash it down really good with fresh water, and then what I do on all my personal stuff and what I do for everyone down there is I use this stuff called Real Magic. Mm-hmm. It's a $10 can. after you rinse your stuff off and wipe it down, and you give it a little shot with that, and it really seems to help knock down the salt, any additional salt. And really, like, kind of conditions your line at the same time,
helps
the braid and all that stuff. So that's kind of a little trick that we do down there, and it seems to get people through their trips.
Good hint. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through? There's your chance. But before we jump back in the phones, let's find out what's biting down south. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is on the line, and this report is sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Got to have it, especially this time of the year. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, anything. You just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there with you. And, of course, all of these are GPS-equipped, so you can find out exactly where those water edges are. Check Terrafin, TerraFin.com, for more information on Terrafin Mobile. Good morning, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro. You know, they were just talking. You do have good fishing gear. I wish I could have some good gear. It'd be really nice.
You can. There's a tackle store right down the street from you that carries Shimano, and then you'll be set.
You mean I have to pay for it?
Of course you do, Castman. That's the idea.
Oh, well, what the heck. I guess I can let low.
We are talking about fishing here.
Yeah, man.
Hey, anyway, Pete, the fishing down in Cabo slowed up a little bit. Seems like the pongas there out of the new marina there in San Jose del Cabo have been fishing right out at Punta Gorda, but really close to the point there. I'd say probably half mile. Seems like the tuna have gathered there, and they're doing really well on the smaller tuna, 15 to 30 pounds. There's a few wahoo mixed in. That wahoo bite that was going crazy for the last 3 weeks kind of died down. And so anyway, they are still getting some wahoo, not as many as they were in the past. And a few Dorado. Now, the main Dorado action is out of Cabo San Lucas and going up around the Pacific side and going up toward the old lighthouse up that way. They're getting a pretty good Dorado bite there. So I think it's just a matter of time before those fish move around and head over toward the Sierra Cortez side of the peninsula there. It's a nice Dorado. I'd say average 15 to 20. Occasional bull mixed in, you know, 30 to 35. So some really good fishing still going on in the Cabo San Lucas. As far as billfish, yeah, there's still some stripers down there, an occasional sail or a blue mixed in, but mostly stripers. Over in Mazatlan, that kind of picked up this past week. They're getting some quite a bit of sails there now, along with a few stripers. And then we move on down the coast down to Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. For a lot of listeners that don't know where Ixtapa Zihuatanejo is, it's halfway between Puerto Vallarta and Acapulco, three-hour flight from LAX on Alaska Airlines. They're doing real well. Good winter fishery down there. Fish are out about 12 miles. That's where the blue water's at right now, so not a long run. And they're averaging about one and a half sails per boat per day there. A few Dorado mixed in, and then up and down the coast there, it's a very good fishery there for the Sierras, the Roosters, and Jacks. As a matter of fact, some really good action going on down there. And we'll wind up with Cancun. Here again, good winter fishery. They're getting a few sails mixed in with their king mackerel, those giant Atlantic barracuda, and a variety of other fish that I don't even know the names of. But a good fishery going on in Cancun right now. Anyway, that's a report for that this week, Pete. I do want to make a mention. I had one guy back out of our Lake El Salto trip. That's going to be with Ricky and I, February 3rd to the 7th. Anybody wants to join us on that particular trip, and you're a single guy, I can match you up with somebody, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys in Saturday.
Oh, man, I want to go on that. I know Steve's Pinard's going to go and Ricky and you, and that's going to be a fun group. But I got to stay and work.
Yeah, we got a good group of guys going on that. Yeah. So I got room for one guy.
All right. Well, maybe next year, maybe in 2018, I'll join you.
God willing.
Okay, for sure. All right, Castman, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you there, man.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much. All right, you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090, giving away a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing today. Really great boat and a great prize for one lucky caller today. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, talk to Tom in San Diego. Hi, Tom.
Hey there, hold on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Sorry, got put the phone down for a second. Hey, I just wanted to call in and say hi. I always love going over to Fast Lane Kayak, seeing Ron and his lovely wife. My question for Ron is, you know, when you get towards some of these bigger fish out there, if you run into them, what are some of the techniques you can use to try and stay hooked up and maybe even land them?
Well, you know, I really think this. It's easier to catch a big fish on a kayak than it is on a boat. Because
absolutely.
The variables end up being, you know, you're not bringing the fish to the boat. You're reeling the boat to the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get an angle on them much quicker.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things you need to remember is to keep the tip of the rod towards the tip of the boat so it tows you in the right direction.
So a guy that probably can address that, too, is Jeff, because he now is the official world record holder for broomtail grouper. How big was that fish?
108.9.
108.9 on the kayak.
On the kayak, on the Pro Angler.
What was that? Did it tow you around?
It did, you know, and I mean, my best advice to give is, you know, just stay calm. I mean, you're a big buoy, you know, is what you are. So if you can just keep your wits about you and stay calm,
breathe through your nose, as
they say. The fish is going to pull you, and you're just right there. You're just, like I said, it's like watching Jaws and the buoys right there. Well,
yeah.
You're just sitting on the buoy, just waiting for him to get tired. Like
the Nantucket sleigh ride.
I got to tell you.
There's nothing like it.
No.
You catch
really,
a big
really
yellow
fun.
Or
oh,
a big sea bass.
The spinning
or anything,
circles.
There is
yeah,
nothing like
it's great,
catching
you know?
A big fish. On
Larry Lauman came into my store many years ago. He's one of my team guys. And he goes, hey, did you see the sports page yesterday? And I go, no. And he goes, well, check it out. And I had talked to him for a while about the new Mirage Drive, trying to sell him a boat. And so I go and I look at the sports page from the day before. He caught a 52-pound yellowtail on a small kayak off of Blacks. He was bounce-balling for halibut. He had a two-speed reel. There's no lobster buoys out. And he gets this 52-pound yellowtail. Can you imagine
big yellow.
Yeah.
Towing around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So It's kind of an advantage to be in a kayak with a big fish.
I think so.
Yeah.
I do, you know. I mean, like I said, you stay calm, like especially the Hobies, like you don't have to paddle. You just can steer yourself with the rudder, keep yourself going in the right direction with the fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, gain line when you can. And
well, that's the other thing is drag. As you're tightening up the drag, the boat has give. So you break off less, you pull less because it kind of dampens that. You know, breathe through your nose, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think you could have caught that 108 grouper on a boat?
I think it would have been different on the Ponga for sure. You know, I mean, my line once we got that fish in, the it was so frayed. I mean, when Kevin was looking at it.
Because he went into the rocks, for sure.
Yeah, it was laying in there. You know, I could feel him kind of just laying down on the bottom and brushing his face. And I think with the resistance of the Ponga or something like that, I don't know that I would have had the same chance that I did, you know.
Yeah, it was just that. Sometimes big fish, the harder you pull, the harder they pull. So maybe that give of the kayak a little bit, just to kind of, what is this? Because that fish probably has been hooked before.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Many times.
You don't get that big and
taste
a hook or two throughout your time.
Sure.
So.
Now, the coolest thing is that he had a baby sea lion in his belly, too.
You know,
that video
is cool
amazing.
Is that?
Yeah, it's, you know, those things live right there in the salt factory. That's where I got that bigger one, and it's really amazing. I was looking at some of the videos last night that we took of Kevin cleaning that fish, and that is a baby sea lion that we're pulling out of the belly. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you guys, I showed it to you.
No doubt.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't crazy.
It's
but.
Not just for sharks anymore.
It's not just for sharks. Yeah. Watch out for the big grouper. Exactly.
It's it. Hey, well, congratulations. Not only no longer penning the official 80-pound IGFA record and the all-tackle record for
I got two records from that.
Grouper.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Jeff.
Thank
all
you.
From the kayak, from the Hobie kayak.
All from the Hobie.
Hey, thanks a lot for your call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more checking in on the water, what's going on out there. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Boys on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality. The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, December 10th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff, to host a very important live broadcast from Pueblo Benito Rose Resort in Cabo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Cabo San Lucas. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, December 10th, a very special live broadcast from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XFRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. We just received our new copy of the 2017 Sport Fishing Tide Calendar, this year produced by Bill Varnay. He took over the great job that Bill Recker used to do and just produced a really great calendar this year. It's back. It wasn't around last year, but it's back for 2017. We're going to have Bill on the show next Sunday to talk about it and talk about also there's opportunity when you buy one of these calendars, a portion of the funds are going to go to CCA, so Bill's really working. But nicely done, Bill, very nice, and we'll be, I'm sure, giving away some copies of that. And so that's it, the Fish the Surf, Bill Varnay, 2000 Sport Fishing Tide Calendar. It's back, and both Ricky and myself are featured in there.
Check
How
out,
about that, huh?
Check out Mr. July.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, very, very nice. Well, I'll tell you what. Look at who's on the line. Scott Sherman. What's up, Scott?
Well, good morning, guys, and kayak show, I had to definitely listen and call in. And then I heard your last caller talking about big fish on the kayak and a bunch of great advice you guys gave out. And if you don't mind, I'd throw two more into the mix.
Do it.
One is always assume you're going to catch a big fish when you're out fishing on the kayak and prepare accordingly. You know, make sure the gaff is accessible. Make sure you don't have a bunch of lines going in a bunch of different directions, those types of things. Because there's nothing worse than hooking onto a big fish and having three rods in there, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're concentrating on one and trying to bring in two other lines and do those kind of things. And then you're looking, where did I put the gaff? Where did I put the game clip? Always assume, no matter what you're doing, that a big fish potential is there. And then secondly, is just relax. I see so many guys get worked up when they get a big fish on the line, and they get a little too horsey on the way they pull on it, or they do something different and break the fish off. Just relax. Let the gear do the work. Keep the bow pointed towards the line, and you'll be fine.
Breathe through your nose. I used to have a junior high school teacher that used to say, breathe through your nose.
I got to tell you, those are two great tips. And you know, you learn those things, and then you have to relearn them. It's like, where is that game clip? Where is that gaff?
Yeah, you got to stay organized. That's a great point that Scott's making.
Excellent point.
You're on a small boat.
Well, what he's talking about is not having a lot of stuff out is really true, because there is that less is more kind of, you know, on a kayak, you just don't have room.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I've been guilty of that so many times, getting greedy, having a drift, too much stuff out, fly line in one, you know, bouncing, yo-yoing an iron, and all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, the clicker goes off.
And then, oops.
Yeah. Now what?
Yeah.
Been there, done that. I remember my very first big yellowtail that bit me while I was bouncing for halibut out there, and it was a slow day and wasn't catching much, so of course you're trying to up your odds and you put four lines out, you know.
Next thing you know you're
doing the slay ride and you're trying to fight one fish and reel in three others at the same time and make it difficult.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Well,
and then,
go ahead, sure.
And I also had a question for Cedros. You know, I've been fishing Cedros for many years. We go down with Adrian and them with Cedros Adventures. And do you guys do a cooperation thing? Like if I was fishing with them and I decided, okay, one day or 2 days, I want to get on go do the kayak thing around the Boiler Rocks or that kind of thing. Do you guys work together on those kind of issues, or is it just each outfit for his own?
No, we're absolutely tied with Adrian and Tom Green and Jeff Rodriguez and Rich over there. Absolutely
true.
Cedros Adventures guys. Adrian is, helped and supported me since the beginning.
Yeah.
And his crew, Witchell, and all his gang over there, they support me every time I go there. I see those guys at the airport. So, no, absolutely. That goes not only for yourself, Scott, but anybody. We are absolutely affiliated with those guys, and if someone wanted to do some kayaking one day, just talk to Adrian or talk to Jeff or Witchell, and we'll make sure it happens for sure. Same goes for tackle rental. Anything has to do with the tackle shop or anything like that. Like, I'll just phone call away. Absolutely, phone call away, and we'll come right to the resort. Like, we love coming up there and hanging out. And
oh, heck yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah, well, it's a good place to hang out. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I always time it around dinner time. You know.
Yeah.
Be smart about it. You know?
I don't blame you. They make pretty good food over there, boy.
Definitely.
No doubt.
But
about
you know, can't tell you how many times we've been at the islands there on the Ponga coming back from a day of fishing, going, oh man, if I only had the kayak, we could get right to that spot. That'd be really sweet. Now that that's available, there you go. It'd be perfect.
Oh, it's awesome.
Absolutely.
What an add-on. What an incredible add-on to your trip. Hey, Sherm, thanks a lot for the report and good hints on the fighting big fish on the kayak. Appreciate the call this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. 858-457-1090. A line open there. Let's talk to Chet in Culver City. Good morning, Chet.
Good morning, Pete. Jeff, my question is for Ron. I have a kayak, and I wanted to talk about rigging. Many years ago, I bought a couple things to put on, a paddle holder and a something else. And, you know, I used pop rivets because that's what they used for my other parts on my, it's an old ocean kayak, and now it's I need to replace the webbing and so forth, and I'm afraid to go with pop rivets again because they might fail, and I'm not sure what to use, if there's something new or maybe I used the wrong stuff. Can you advise me on rigging?
Oh, yeah.
You've rigged a lot of kayaks.
Yeah.
But you do.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a hatch in the boat that you can get to the backside? Can you reach into your kayak where you want to rig these items?
Yes,
okay.
Much.
Then use stainless little stainless screws with stainless steel fender washers behind it. It's a much
pole.
Better. Yeah, with nylock nuts.
Yep.
And really simple to do. It's bulletproof then.
Absolutely. Size 6 or size 8, like the little guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Because eventually those aluminum pop rivets are going to just...
Oh, yeah. They degrade, yeah. And they leak.
Yeah.
They're, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you can reach in from the backside, definitely use stainless steel gear.
Exactly.
Okay,
some silicone,
now...
putting them in.
Exactly.
So it doesn't leak.
Yeah. Hey, but I got a better idea. Just come down to the shop, look at the gear we got, grab a Hobie catalog with all the accessories, and it has all of that gear in it and all kinds of different ways to attach different rigging. But while you're there, go try an Outback. Go jump in the water and try an Outback. They come already rigged. Oh, my goodness. And once you pedal, you probably won't want to go back to paddling.
Yeah, and you'll probably use your kayak more, Chet. That's the other thing.
I got to tell you, a lot of guys come in and they're rigging their boats, and they go, hey, what's that? Oh, hey, go out and try it while we're helping you out here. And
rigging your boat.
And they go, wow, I had no idea.
So if you have a boat and you want some rigging done in it, whether it's a Hobie or anything, you can come down to Fast Lane and
you guys will help them out. Yeah, it's dangerous.
It's dangerous. They just caution.
Yeah, because you know we are talking about fishing.
Yeah.
And any accessory that makes you catch more fish tends to be the thing you need next.
Yeah. The amazing
you
thing
have them
about
all.
Hobie is. They now have a catalog that's nothing but fishing accessories.
Oh, the catalog's better than the brochure.
Yeah.
I mean, to a fisherman, you're looking at...
How many different add-ons for Hobie kayaks are in the Hobie fishing brochure?
I don't know that. There's so many.
Dozens.
Yeah. I mean, from bait tank to fish finders to all the, you know...
Rod holders.
New seats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seats.
It's 70 pages of...
70
fun.
Pages.
Yeah, and so what they've done is that, you know, Morgan and Kevin and Matt Miller, who does the catalog, they talk with these guys, the fishermen, what they need. I mean, Hobie's got an extensive fishing team from all around the country. If you go on HobieCat.com, you can go to the fishing team. You can see where these guys are fishing. The best guys are putting input on what equipment, what gear really works. And now it's all in one catalog.
Yeah.
And you can go to any Hobie store and grab them.
And it's not just Southern California that's into this. You go to Florida, you go to the Carolinas, you know, the East Coast.
Actually, we're lagging.
We're lagging?
We're lagging.
We started it.
I thought we were the center of the universe.
It.
You know, my beach, my waves.
Yeah.
You know, but
we're lagging.
We're lagging.
They figured it out over there.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't have as much to do as, you know, they don't have any surf over there. And, then you know, the mountains aren't quite as good.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but anyway, that question is great about, you know, what gear to use. And the more you research that, stainless steel, fender washers, those kind of things are easy to figure out and easy to do.
Hope that helps you out, Chet. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Jim Salazar. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. Hey. Kayaks and Hobie.
The guy who wrote the book.
Yeah.
You got my two favorite Hobie guys on there right now.
Nice.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Jim.
I saw all those halibut you caught, and I think that was I think that was 2 weeks before I got down there.
Yeah, we really killed them down there. It was so much fun being down there, Jeff. That's so neat. Hey, I want to say thank you to Jeff and Pete and Ron for all your support of CCA and all the talk you guys are doing first thing off. And then I also want to see if I can get an autograph, Mr. July.
Oh, Mr. July's not here.
Yeah.
No, that's Rick.
In the Bill Varn. Oh,
that's Rick.
Oh, yeah,
he's
Rick
for another
Rick,
one.
Oh, Rick is Mr. July. Yeah, no, he's on the boat, so
he's
going to have to wait till he comes back.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
So, guys, I just signed up. You mentioned the fishing team. I just re-signed up for another year with the Hobie fishing team with Tim Crane and those guys, Kevin and Morgan over there.
Awesome.
And I'd wanted to announce something is really what I wanted to do, Pete. I wanted to announce the Battle of the Bays. It's a kayak fishing tournament, and it will be the first tournament that the CCA California will do, and it will be next year. Ron is has been gracious enough, along with Steve Pinard, who jumped right in with both feet when we were at the CCA State Board meeting the other day, to sponsor this this first event coming up. It'll be two events. There'll be one on May 6th in Mission Bay, and there'll be one on June 10th in Santa Monica Bay. They'll both be kayak tournaments. Fastlane Kayak Center will host the Mission Bay tournament at their on-the-water facility. And the San Diego chapter will handle the weigh-in, setup, cleanup, food service. King Harbor Yacht Club Fishing Fleet will host the Santa Monica Bay event in Redondo at their on-the-water clubhouse. And the L.A. chapter will handle that event right there. It should be a fun event, you guys. I'm hoping to get a lot of people involved. I know the grand prize is really special.
Ooh, yeah.
Talk about that. That's Ron,
Jeff.
Jeff right there at Cedros, who's going to offer up a kayak fishing adventure there for the grand prize of both events, the winner of both events.
A trip to Cedros kayak fishing.
So I'll get more details on this as we get closer, but it will be May 6th in Mission Bay, June 10th in Santa Monica Bay. Those dates are pretty set. I want to make it open, so it's going to be live baits going to be allowed, so it's not just going to be for the pros. I want to get everybody out there. There'll be a side fish pot, biggest side fish pot, and you'll have to be in the original entry and the side fish entry to win the Cedros kayak fishing trip. And
so, you know what, Jim, after talking with you, I really liked your idea about making this a tournament that's accessible to everybody. There's a lot of guys that have never fished in a tournament. And I think that having a tournament that families can get involved in, first-time guys, I mean, I think that's an excellent idea. And I think this Mission Bay venue will be a great way to get started.
I think it'll be a great place. And you guys are both so supportive. And the CCA State Board at our last meeting a couple of weeks ago, along with Pete, unanimously voted to fund this this event. So
indeed.
It should be
awesome.
Fun, you guys.
Well, hopefully it'll be a fundraiser. That's what it's all about.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, for sure, because we need that money.
Well, yes, we need members, too.
We need members.
Yeah, I mean, that's the important thing, is to get the word out and to start getting these fishing groups all focused on CCA so that we will have a fishery.
Yeah, you bet.
That's
you know,
I,
while you're on the subject of CCA, and I know we both sit on the board, the national guys come in for every meeting that we have, all the board meetings that we have. And they told us that they are so impressed with the startup of California, CCA California, and what Wayne Cotto and the board and everybody that has joined CCA so far, and all the support that Bart Hall, Mike Lum give at the Fred Hall shows and stuff like that. They said they've never had a startup like this. So I want to throw out thanks to all the anglers out there who've supported it and started it up, because we've got a long way to go. But it's if you're not a member, you better be. You should.
And also announcement, we're opening up our chapter up in the Oxnard, Ventura, Santa Barbara area up there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great news, yeah.
Yeah, we've got Kevin up there who wants to be our president up there, and it looks like it's going to be good. It'll be another chapter, and hopefully next year we'll be able to expand our tournament series up there too.
You bet. Hey, Jim Salazar.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that very much. And when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. Get a catch report. Find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
XSPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.